What is an idol? And is it possible for us to make our spouse into an idol? Well, that's today's topic on the Repurposed Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurposed Man podcast. This week, we're continuing our mini-series on marriage titled Great Expectations. Today, we're addressing whether your spouse can become an idol to you. How does that happen? Is that possible? What is an idol? Well, let's just define it first. An idol is an image or a representation of a god which has become an object of worship. And essentially, it is whatever we treasure more than God. Do I seek relief and fulfillment from God or my spouse? Where do I run in times of need? What ultimately comforts me in difficult times? The return of my husband or wife after work, or our perfect Father above? If in the question, I guess, that we really have to get down to and ask is this: if all I had left was Christ, would he be enough? Let me just give you just a kind of a personal example. You know, we can make our spouse an idol when we expect them to take on the attributes that only God possesses. You know, this puts unrealistic expectations on our spouse to fix us. You know, when they fail, though, we're going to be angry or disappointed because they couldn't or didn't provide the relief that we desperately wanted. And in those times, which are tough, we want them to provide complete comfort, complete peace, complete healing. You know, it's okay to look to our spouse for encouragement and guidance, but they can't bring complete healing because they're incapable of doing so. The Bible says, "Cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength." That's Jeremiah 17:5. That's just one example biblically of why we have to be very careful about making our spouse into an idol. Our spouses can help us for a time, but they're human and have human limitations and weaknesses. They are going to eventually disappoint, not intentionally, but because they're human. So who are you putting your hope into? When we place our trust in God alone to be our firm foundation, then we can find real hope and real comfort. Even if the problem isn't eliminated, we can look to Him for perfect peace. So how can you tell if you've done that, if you've put your spouse in the position of being an idol? Let me give you some signs, I think, and only a few, let's say three, that are indicative of that. You know, we always have to be on guard against the sin of propping our spouse up as idols. How can we know, though, when we have made our spouse into an idol? Well, here's a few key signs, I think, and I've noticed in my own life and heart. So here they are. Number one, that we have given a virtually impossible standard of perfection that we expect them to fulfill. Whenever our spouse messes up or sins or does something wrong, if we've made them an idol, we have a tendency to show no grace when we react to them. Instead of coming alongside to show them and talk about their sin and help them through it, we find ourselves frustrated at the very thought that they could do what they did when in reality they were being human. You know, we choose sometimes to condemn, to ridicule, to harbor bitterness rather than consider the fact that we are both sinners in need of grace. The second sign I would offer would be that we have expectations that are impossible for them to fill, that we expect them to fill all my needs. The times when our spouse becomes an idol in our life, we probably realize that we expected them constantly to meet all our needs, and in those moments, we become angry when they choose to do anything else rather than spend time with me. So that's the second, I guess, key sign that I would offer. The third and final one would be that there is an impossible desire for them to fix us. We set up the impossible expectations that our spouse will fix us. You know, with depression or anxiety would fix my, you know, that we expect them to fix that part of our lives instead of turning to God for help and comfort. You know, we tend to seek our spouse who really don't have that ability. And so if this is something that you struggle with, like me, it can be helpful to study God's attributes, the characteristics that only He possesses. And this is an excellent reminder to us of how much greater God is and why He is worthy of our trust in every situation. So here's what I believe it boils down to. Is Christ enough? If all you had was Christ, would that be enough? If you lost your spouse today, would you know how to run to God in your time of need? Would you know how to seek our perfect God for peace and comfort if we lost our spouse today? And while the questions that we've kind of explored aren't easy, they're still nevertheless important, since the Lord calls us to worship Him completely, wholly. So if today, as you are examining your own heart in light of God's Word and the Holy Spirit is convicting you, let me encourage you, like I had to do in these times. We have a great need of Jesus and a great Jesus for our need. We can turn to Him. He won't despise us, but instead, He's going to wholly, completely accept the offering of our repentance. Well, that's all for this episode. Please, please share this podcast with your friends, and feel free to get in touch with me by emailing me at bob@therepurposedman.com. That's bob@therepurposedman.com. You can also DM me through Facebook or Instagram, message me. And also, I'm booking my 2019-2020 calendar. So if you'd like to host a Repurposed Man or Repurposed Marriage event, please let me know. So until the next time, this is Bob Dyer, and this has been the Repurposed Man Podcast.